Hello, Diamond Girls. This is Adrienne Everhart. I just wanted to add this quick update to all of my most popular podcast episodes to say thank you. Because of you, my podcast is now listed in the top 10 on Apple and Spotify. That's for people who are searching the terms relationship advice or relationship advice for women. So if you haven't already, please take a moment to follow me, rate and review my podcast. This helps other women just like you find my podcast episodes and see how their lives can get so much better, bigger, and more meaningful with the power of feminine energy. Again, thank you for supporting my podcast. Because of you, more and more women are finding my show. Thank you. Hi there, everyone. I'm Adrienne Everhart, your feminine energy dating, relationship, and lifestyle coach. In this podcast, I am discussing three ways you can walk away from love, from baby steps to big moves. When I was first introduced to the concept of walking away from someone that I loved very, very much, who is now also my husband, it was the scariest thing I'd ever heard in my life. You mean I willingly walk away from someone that I love because I'm not getting what I want? How does that work? It was really super scary. So I'm going to share with you a few baby steps you can take now that will absolutely get results in your relationship. I'm going to talk about commitment. Most often, a reason that a woman wants to walk away is because of commitment. There's some sort of commitment issue that's not happening in the relationship. Usually it is a man who doesn't want to move the relationship forward to marriage, and he keeps putting up blocks, making excuses, dragging his feet. You have perhaps been engaged for a very long time and there's no wedding date. In my case with Jeff, I would bring up that I wanted to be a wife, and he would immediately get mad and shut down the conversation and ask me questions like, why can't we just be happy? Why can't we be happy the way we are right now? We've got everything. We see each other. You've got your house. I've got my house. That was not what I wanted, though. I wanted to be husband and wife. I wanted to live under the same roof. I wanted us to live together and have a family together. And I'm going to teach you how you got to change what you're thinking, what you're doing, and what you're saying, because it really moves from, I want it to be you I live with, I want it to be you I marry, to I want a man who can have a home with me. I want a man who wants to marry me and both of us look out for each other, walk into the sunset together, build a beautiful life together. I want that man. So I'm going to talk about these steps going from the baby steps to the big moves, which is you, a move-it van outside your house, leaving this man, or breaking up the relationship. I'm going to tell you how to do it. I absolutely have some programs that go deeper into this, but I'm going to start at the top. I'm going to just talk about how walking away is about commitment. I'm going to use one example. It's about a man who will not commit. Him and this beautiful, wonderful woman have been together about 2 years. Every time she brings up marriage, he just gets defensive, or he says, oh, one day, you know, one day, and they're not even engaged. Now, that's going to be my example I use today, but I really want you to take whatever's going on in your life. So whatever your example is, I'm going to tell you why walking away is so powerful. It is the one power move that women don't do because we blame ourselves. And when we're not blaming ourselves, we're trying to just fix the problem. We're trying to keep the family together. But walking away has a lot of different facets. It's not just you with the move-it van outside your house. There's a lot of subtle ways you can walk away. So let's get started with this. I cannot wait to share all of these tips with you because walking away is really, really scary. If you've ever read my blog, Why Walking Away Works, one of the top things I speak about is that if you are a woman in a relationship with a man who's over the age of 40, sometimes younger, but usually over the age of 40, to get married, especially if he's been previously married, you pretty much have to walk away. You have to walk away almost every time. My personal, statistics about this with my clients, is almost everyone has had to walk away. But again, you can walk away on different levels. I'm going to share with you those three ways. So let's start with number one, which is leaning back, rebuilding the self, and peeling your energy off that man. Now, if you're familiar with my work, you understand that leaning back and peeling your energy off a man is pretty much the same thing. It's about not having this focus on him and this energy coming towards him that he needs to be doing something for you. He needs to be making something happen for you. Yes, he needs to be making something happy for you. It's really about leaning back and just giving him a little space and also giving you space. So sometimes people say, well, Adrian, if I lean back, he's just going to go out and find another woman. Maybe you need to let that happen, because the opposite of that is if you stay focused on him, if you stay on him, you're going to be exhausted. And if that's what you have to do to get a man to love you, you know, you're having to do this work to make him love you, that's not really leaning back. That's controlling someone. That's not really the opposite of leaning back. That's controlling someone. So leaning back is just this gentle release of this man owing you anything. He doesn't have to ask you how your day was. He doesn't have to greet you with a hug and a kiss in the morning. He doesn't have to call you every day. You're just going to lean back, peel your energy off of him, and see what he can or cannot do. And give this anywhere from a week to up to a month, but I really love 2 weeks of solid leaning back. No complaining, no asking him to do anything for you, no criticizing him. Just see what he does in 2 weeks' time. Now, in that amount of time, you're going to realize that you have lost a little bit of your connection to yourself. This is the saddest part about this work, is that women can get so focused on the relationship and the outcome of that relationship that we actually lose ourselves. So I want you to ask yourself, what was it that you used to be interested in before you got in this relationship, before you got married, before you got engaged, whatever it may be? What used to interest you? What sort of things did you like to do? What did you dream about doing? This is about making your life rich, full, and juicy. You gotta discover what it is that really inspires your inner girl. Another question to ask yourself is, when you're at your best, how do you live your life? Think back, whether it was many years ago or even recently. When you're at your best, what does a day in your life look like? What feels good and right to you? This step one is usually the most cranky and annoying time that women go through, because we want everybody to just behave and for us to be happy. If he would only behave, if he would only call, if he would just be there, if he would just give up that other woman, if he would just make this decision to be with you, you're now in step one of some super big challenges, because you are peeling your energy off that man and you have no other choice except to put that energy back onto you and your life. So I want you to get in touch with what that resistance is about. Where is that resistance coming from? These things that you're feeling resistance about is actually where a lot of your relationship problem may be. Whether that is in forcing someone to be who you want them to be, controlling the man, controlling the relationship, and most importantly, losing yourself. So here is an example of how step one, which is leaning back and rebuilding yourself, would look like. Let's again use our imaginary couple, been together 2 years, guy does not want to get engaged, doesn't want to get married, and the girl wants to be a wife. She may even be anxious to have children. She would communicate the following to him. I love you. It feels so wonderful being together and snuggling up on our date nights and going out to eat and going to all these family events with one another and living this beautiful life. It feels amazing. But I want to be a wife. I want to be a wife someday, and I don't know where we're going. So that is the conversation you need to have. Mix or match whatever you need to.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
To do with a man. If you're dating him, maybe you don't want to start off with I love you or whatever it may be, but you want to open this door with something really positive that says, I really like what we're doing. It feels so good to get together and make love and go on all these hiking trips and help you with your business. And this feels amazing. However, I want to be a wife one day. I'm not sure we're on the same page, or I'm not really sure if you feel the same way I do. Most importantly, you're able to get clarification on, I don't really know where we're going. Now you go into observe mode. Peel your energy off this man and observe him. You will usually see him either react or respond in one of two ways, anger or withdrawal. So when a man gets angry, he might do what Jeff did, which was kind of points the blame back at me. Now remember, a man solves a problem the shortest, fastest way. So if there's a problem, he thinks if you just shut up, the problem will go away. Everything was feeling great until those words came out of your mouth, okay? That's what some men do. Other men withdraw and they go, oh, okay, I hear you. All right, I've heard you. They may be a little energy change you can sense. They don't like hearing those words. Or they go, well, you know, I've told you sometime I will. It really depends on what type of man you have. A Mr. Nice Guy or a Mr. Shut up and just don't bring this up again. Or just, I'm going to avoid you for the next hour or two. I suddenly realized I need to rebuild the engine in my car. Whatever his excuse may be, you just want to observe. If he gets a little upset, if he avoids you, whatever it is, just go, uh-huh, and listen to him. Look him right in the eyes. Nod your head and listen to him. His problems are oh so many for reasons why he can't get married right now. But remember, these are his problems, not your problems. So just look at him and nod and he's not yet divorced, or it'll mess up the custody with his kids, or he has another job, or he doesn't have a job, or whatever it may be. Just okay. And one day, if the two of you could just get along for more than 2 weeks, maybe he'd think about marrying you then. Just listen. Just nod and listen. A man will come up with all kinds of excuses. So just listen. And then you're going to continue to lean back and begin rebuilding yourself. But step one is you're having this conversation. You are peeling your energy off of him. You are not going to try and control this relationship or him. You're going to lean back from anywhere for a week to a month. I prefer a good solid 2 weeks. You're going to be working on making your life rich, full, and juicy. And remember that these challenges, if you really want to gripe right now, if you really want to be down on yourself and get angry about this whole process, that you're even having to do this with this guy, these challenges are opportunities. You cannot get where you need to be and where you want to be in life if you don't have this conversation and go through this very difficult and uncomfortable time. Everything that you are becoming as a woman has everything to do with what's happening right now. All of these difficult challenges, all of these wonderful moments, everything in between. You're getting somewhere. You're crossing a bridge. You're in process of getting to the other side, which is where your happily ever after is. Now, in step one, this is a good time to let the man know that for the weekend, you're going to be going to your mother's. And he might say, oh, what are you and your mom doing for the weekend? I don't know. I just want to go see my mom. Or I just want to go see my girlfriend. Or I just want to take a hiking trip by myself. You're going to go away for a couple of days, and you're going to use this time as some major leaning back time, but time for you. We're not doing this to get him to do something. You're doing this to help you peel your energy off of him. So when you do go to your mother's or you do go to your girlfriend's and he's texting you every hour or so to check in, I want you to have a boundary in place that lets him know, it feels amazing to hear from you, but I'm just taking a little time away this weekend. Another thing that you can do when a man tells you how he feels about getting married or commitment is after you nod and listen, which is very important to listen to what they have to say, to say the following words to him. I don't know how I feel about us. So feminine energy is about dropping into your body and finding what you're feeling. So if you love a man and you're with that man and he says, I know I've been with you for 2 years, but I don't want to get married. Do you really know what you feel about that relationship at that moment? Is this some clarity that you have suddenly? Or are you in this place of, I don't know how I feel? I want you to be able to slow down and process your emotions and tell this man, I do not know how I feel about us. So this is one of those short, simple sentences that you can share with a man that are oh so important for you and important for him to hear. Otherwise, you're living in this masculine energy world of, I instantly know what I'm feeling. I know what I'm thinking. I know what my plan is. If you don't want to marry me, I'm walking right out that door right now. That's what your inner boy does. Your inner girl goes, wait a minute. I love this guy. I don't want to burn any bridges. I don't want to, sabotage my relationship. I actually don't know what I'm feeling. I need to go to my mom's for the weekend. And again, communicate less. Let him miss you. The most important thing that can happen in a relationship is a man missing you so bad. But also respecting your boundary. You're at your mom's for the weekend. I mean, when men are working out commitment and marriage, if he really wants to be with you and love you and have you in his life, this also means commitment. This also means marriage, if that's what you want, or a little private ceremony. But yeah, he needs to know he's losing you. He needs to know he's losing you through actions and feelings, not words. Because you probably know by now, if you're listening to this podcast, that you can reason with a man and give him lots of logical reasons why you guys should be together, why you should commit, why you should get engaged, get married. But until a man feels it on a gut level, he does exactly what he wants to do. Most men, it's just keeping up the status quo. So when you go silent, this scares a man, but this is not the silent treatment. This is about your silence speaking volumes. It shows that you have accepted his no. Silence can be a very powerful thing. When someone delivers an answer to you, you sit quietly and it's a type of acceptance. Very powerful thing for a man to feel that he has had the last word and you're sitting there quietly accepting his answer. Silence is so, so powerful. Now, silence can also let him know that you're in planning and processing mode. So you've just told me no, and now I'm quiet, and I'm taking out my journal, and I'm writing things down. He knows you're now in planning mode, and this is when you want to let him know that you're going to be going away for the weekend. So just to clarify real quick here, I feel like I need to clarify that. I want you to be a little strategic about the order that you do these things in. Because I don't want any of this to seem manipulative or premeditated. It's premeditative in the way that you plan your life. Really want to be a wife and I'm with someone who's telling me no. And I want to take advantage of every opportunity to save this relationship and build it and grow it. Here's where you start. Number one, you have that conversation. I want to be a wife someday. Number two, you lean back, peel your energy off him. Give him some time and space to observe him and also rebuild your life. And then the next part is about going quiet for a little bit. And if you can, get away for a weekend or a little time away. This is nothing that you want to do in one conversation. And please, whatever you do, this is not for a text communication. This is in-person communication. If you like the advice I'm giving you and you understand some of these protocols and formulas I'm using, I have an ebook called 500 Ways to Talk to a Man that goes much deeper into finding your feminine energy feelings. This is about a felt sense you have in your body and you're able to get really honest, authentic answers about how you're feeling. I've helped so many women across this globe with my ebook, 500 Ways to Talk to a Man. It also comes with a 2-day video class. I teach you all about feminine energy and how you can find your words, your own words, not just use the scripts and feminine energy style of language that I teach you, but go further and beyond finding your own voice. So we've talked about peeling your energy off the man. We have talked about going out of town for a few days. So we're getting a little bit further back. We're at the last tip, which is you literally walk away. So this happens after you've come home from the weekend. You've given yourself some time to readjust. I recommend about 2 to 3 weeks later, revisit the conversation. This feels amazing. I love you being my guy. I love being your girl, but I want to be a wife. Or whatever it is. I want to be committed. I want to know where we're going. You revisit that conversation and you see if anything has changed. Usually, if something has changed with the man, they tell you, I'm giving you every opportunity. I'm giving you the best possible chances to keep this open. So there's no confusion on his end about why you're walking away. It's not going to be about an argument you had. It's not going to be about what happened last weekend. He will have no confusion in understanding why you're walking away. So you come back from your trip and he asks you out again. You go on a couple of dates, or if you've lived together or whatever it may be, you go back into just how you are. After some time passes, you revisit that conversation. I want to be a wife someday. And if he says no or gives you more of the same answers, I want you to get clarity. I want you to say, well, what does that mean? You'll know when the time is right. What does that mean? That feels vague to me. And I want to know where I'm going in my life. You're able to get clarity. There is absolutely nothing wrong with getting clarity about where you're going in life. You are a high value woman who, yes, I want to know where I'm going. I've had 3 years of, oh, I'll know when the time is right. I created a program called the ABCs to get him back. It stands for absolute best chances. And the second part of that program is called get him back. But really, it's about rebuilding you. Most of the time, when you finally walk away from a man, when you accept that no, he comes back around. This is what happened to me in my relationship with Jeff. We had been dating a couple of times a week. It felt like we were on a relationship restriction diet somehow. We only saw each other on Tuesdays and Fridays. I just felt crappy doing that. I would go over there, we'd have dinner, we'd watch television, we'd make love, and then just do the whole thing next week. No, thank you. That was not the life I wanted. Maybe that's what he wants. I want more. So I had the conversation with him, and I'll never forget. We were in his front yard. We had had the conversation about a week ago prior. And then we had talked a little bit about it while we were going on a walk, and he got very frustrated with me that I was bringing it up. So I had made up my mind. I stood in his driveway, hugging him goodbye. And I said, I want to be a wife someday. And he laughed. He laughed at me and he goes, oh, well, you're with the wrong guy. It's not going to be me. He didn't see himself as the type of man who would marry someone. He just didn't see himself that way. And that's fine. I know how I see myself. I'm someone's wife. And I let him know. I said, okay, I want a husband and I want to be a wife and I want to have a man to share my life with. And I could see him spinning a little bit, but he stood his ground. And I said, I'm going to be walking away from this now. I'm not going to be coming back. And he goes, well, that sucks. I hate that. I'll miss you. And I said, I will miss you so much too. I will really, really miss you. I will miss all these wonderful nights together, but I want to be a wife. I'm going to be moving on. And he said, okay, I respect that. I got in my car, and the further I drove away from his house, the better I felt. Those first couple of feet backing out of his driveway, it was like I was in a dream. But the more I kept driving, the better I felt. I was being true to myself. I was being honest to myself. I knew what I wanted, and I was not going to be someone's twice-a-week girlfriend. I am worth way more than that. So I walked away. The ABCs program, I tell you all about this and I tell you about how Jeff started to make these reattempts to come back into my life, which is pretty much what all men do. About a week later, I had what I call the giant freak out, which I think a lot of women have when you walk away. You have this moment of, oh my God, what did I do? It usually happens when you've got your dating app up and going and you're only attracting men that are just not your type and they're making you cringe and you go, oh my God, what did I do? I walked away from this amazing guy. Why did I listen to Adrienne Everhart? Why did I do this? And you get really scared. But this is, again, a great opportunity to work on some things in your life that are gonna be felt like terrible challenges, but they're getting you to this next place. And this is what I call moving up the tiers. T-I-E-R-S, like steps. You're moving up them. So every challenge, every fear, learning to date again, feeling uncomfortable, thinking of your ex the entire time you're on a date with someone else, all of this is part of your process to learn and heal and grow and become who you're meant to be. So the ABCs get you back into who you are. It reconnects you with you. And it also gives you a roadmap about when the man comes back around, because they usually come back around. So about 3 weeks after I had walked away from Jeff, he sent me what I would refer to as a breakup letter. And this letter really confused me because I was pretty sure I had walked away from him. But instead, he wrote me a 3-page letter telling me everything wrong I had ever done and why we could never be together. Why men want to blame us for how they're feeling or what they can or cannot do, I don't know. But at this point, I was wise enough. I had done enough coaching training and I was connecting all the dots with feminine energy. I was able to observe what he was doing instead of feel really responsible for what he was going through. I was just able to observe him and keep going on with my life. Some days I would work on a reply. Other days I would focus on making my life rich, full, and juicy. I made sure to grieve. I truly did miss him. And naturally, I attracted a new type of man into my life who was so much fun, very talented guy, and I had a great time with him. But just as things started to fizzle out with that man, and I was really deep into my painting and my career and making a lot of big things happen in my life, most mornings I would wake up and I would miss Jeff. But one morning I woke up and I just didn't think of him. I knew that I wanted to paint all day and I was going to listen to some Prince albums and just have this fun-filled day. And I had slept in a little bit. And I woke up and I heard my doorbell ring. And I was still in my little nightshirt. And I came downstairs and it was Jeff at my front door. And he had been out cycling. And he wanted to come in and talk to me. And that was pretty much the beginning of what became us reuniting and becoming husband and wife. But there are a lot of little steps there in between. And that's something that I share more with you in the ABCs program about what to do when they call you and what to do when they're trying to go on a date with you or take you out or, you know, just maybe try to get some information from you about who you're dating. Who knows what men may do? And I really guide you into rebuilding yourself. So now that you have done this incredibly powerful move of walking away, we want to make sure that you rebuild your life, that or life that is in the direction you want to be going, not a repeat of what you've been enduring. If you have that big freak out moment where you are so scared and horrified by your decision of walking away from a man, ask yourself, well, what would happen if I went back? What would really change in that relationship? And see in your body how you feel about that. Does that really feel right for you? All right, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me on this podcast. I'll see you next week. You are invited to join my online coaching community. I have a private online coaching community where I teach monthly classes. I have guest coaches, guest speakers, moderators, and so much to share with you. You can join as a member on a monthly basis and cancel at any time. You can post questions, help others where you can lend an answer, and access our library list of growing classes and workshops. There's so much fun in this group, and I especially love the supportive community. It's on a monthly basis, so you can join and cancel at any time. Head on over to diamondgirl.me/group. That's diamondgirl.me/group. I can't wait to see you over at iHeart Love Academy.